All right. Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show acting coach Faith Hibbs Clark. She's the founder of the Communication Method for Actors. It's an intensive film acting program that she founded back in 1999 that teaches actors, I like the way you put it, Faith, how to lie effectively on camera. What do you mean by that, please?
Well, thank you for having me. What I mean by that is that essentially everything that an actor does on camera is a lie. In my research work, I identified 13 different types of lies, and one of those lies was the entertainment lie. And the entertainment lie is unique in that it's the only type of lie that actually the other party consents to being lied to. Because most of the time when we're lied to, we don't consent to that. We don't say, oh, sure, go ahead, lie to me. But we do in entertainment. And so I call that the entertainment lie. The trade-off for that is that that actor has to be believable, so that someone like you and I going to watch that movie has to buy in. And I'm sure that you've been to movies where you've seen a character and you thought, I'm just not buying it. This isn't believable. And so my goal with actors is to not teach them how to act. I don't want it to be a performance. It needs to be a believable lie.
It's very interesting. And I think about body language detection that sometimes like law enforcement or like the CIA, FBI will use. And sometimes people say, well, if you look up, you're lying. Or if you look away, you're lying. Or if you look down, I'm like, that's not always 100% true. But there are little tips. What are some of those like body motions that for you are kind of tip you off?
Well, first of all, I used to consult with federal agents and law enforcement, trial attorneys, CEOs, that kind of thing. And I worked as a deception detection expert. So the science that my method is based on is largely based on that background. I also worked as a casting director for 25 years. But so some of the things that will be a tip-off to this lie right away is that most acting programs are going to say that the body language should be with your scripted lines. So when somebody says a particular line from a script, that you should show the emotion through your body language. That's if they even talk about body language at all. But they say that that should be with the line or you should react after. Fundamental to the science behind my method is that our body language comes before we even have a thought. And that was key to how we're able to read body language for the purposes of deception detection, is that when someone is processing a situation in real life, they're processing that, the circumstances around that situation, the people who are in that situation, and ultimately the emotion behind that situation, when they're processing that, that is going to process in areas of their brain that are going to trigger this body language so that their reaction to that situation is going to show in their body language first. Before they even have the thought, then they have the thought, and then they choose to either verbalize that thought or not. So one of the ways that we were able to tell when someone was potentially lying, and I say potentially because it's not 100%, you look for clusters of behavior and that kind of thing. But one of the ways that we could tell when someone was potentially lying is that they would present that thought immediately because they had rehearsed it. They had already thought of what their answer was going to be. And then they would say, oh, gosh, I've got to show some reaction to this to make this believable. And essentially that's what actors do as well, but that is not what we do in real life when it's real. So when we try to make the entertainment lie believable, we're going to be looking for that body language and that reaction of that emotion, that expression of that emotion, to come before we speak. Does that make sense?
It does. It's very well said. But is there like, can you look at someone now and just be right away like, nah, they're lying?
Well, yes and no. we can see indicators of it. I mean, I always joke and say this is why I'm single. because I'm a deception detection expert, which, you know, I'm advertising now on national radio. But we look for clusters. We look for patterns. I mean, the very first thing that we have to do when trying to determine if someone is lying is we look for the baseline of their behavior. And, of course, that can differ from person to person and culture to culture. So we have to take, and even environment to environment, so we have to take that into consideration. So say, for example, you're somebody who gestures a lot. You use a lot of hand gestures. And maybe you do, being behind the mic. but if I were to ask you a question and you answer that question, and usually I'll ask a question that I know to be true so that I can baseline, well, what is it that Rick does when he's telling the truth? And then I'll ask the question that I really want the answer to, that I want to see if you're lying about, and see if your body language differs from the body language that you had before. So say, for example, you're someone, you know, like the good Italians, you know, you're someone who gestures a lot. And then all of a sudden I ask you this key question or bring up this key conversation, and now you're not gesturing at all. And then I take it back to a neutral conversation and you're gesturing again. That's an indicator. That's a sign that you were lying to me. Now, the other thing that we look for is, does the body language match what you're saying? So another indicator that someone is lying is, you know, let's say you say, yes, I want to do that, but your head is going as if shaking yes or no, you know, your head is shaking as if saying no. And so we subconsciously, as human beings, we do these types of things because, remember, your body is going to show the truth before you even have the thought. So you can lie to me, but your body will contradict you. And again, one of the things that we look for is, does the body language that matches what you say, does it come first before you speak? And if it does, we're also going to be looking at whether or not your body language matches what you're saying. Because if it contradicts what you're saying, that's yet another indicator. So we look for what we call clusters in people's behavior and in their speech that would indicate that there's a chance that they're lying. But this goes back to those 13 different types of lies, and one of which is the entertainment lie, because fundamentally the actor is lying in front of the camera. That's a certain type of lie. So we know that, but we suspend that disbelief as an audience watching these people because we want to be entertained. So sometimes lies aren't always malicious or evil in some way, no malintent, as we would say, that sometimes it's an innocent lie, the convenience lie, for example. You know, sometimes it's just easier and more convenient to lie about something than to actually, you know, are you having a great day? You know, so you had a really crappy day, and somebody asks you that, and you're in a hurry. You know, sometimes it's just more convenient to say, "Yeah, yeah," you know. So not
no doubt
so you
about
have to
it.
Take we, that we into run, consideration.
Yeah, I could listen to this all day. I wanted to ask you if that makes you a good liar, but we're out of time. Also, you might get a date out of this too, right?
Yeah, right. I've just advertised on the national radio. I love it.
And then where can we find you to learn all this, Faith?
The website is actingscience.com. I also encourage people to follow me on Instagram, which is Communication Method for Actors, all spelled out, all one word altogether. Communication Method
Faith
for Actors.
Hibbs. Faith Hibbs Clark. Thanks so much for your time. Very interesting stuff.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
All right. If you want a date, call her up.